today's contestants, a writer and editor from Redlands, California, Megan Elliott. A television director from Cadillac, Michigan, Ben Spritz. And our returning champion, a public policy director from Long Island City, New York, Jesse Lehman, whose two-day cash winnings total $43,400. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome, everybody. We're going to have a lot of fun in this half hour. I've got that feeling. We have some terrific players and some great clues. So good luck. Let's get her done. Now, the categories. They are first names the same. Sounds pretty straightforward. African-American history. They didn't survive the film. Words with double letters. Each correct response will begin with a W. That's followed by nonfiction. And finally, plant on the flag. Jesse, start.
Nonfiction for 600.
The Fatal Shore by Robert Hughes chronicles this nation's founding as a product of the British penal system. Ben.
What is Australia?
You're on the board.
Plant on the flag, 200.
One of the world's most recognizable, this nation's flag features a solitary maple leaf. Ben again.
What is Canada, eh?
Yeah, hey.
400, please.
For sure, eh? This conifer, known for its durable timber, is represented on the flag of Lebanon. Ben.
What is the cedar?
Yes.
Plant 6.
This tropical tree wears the cap of liberty on Haiti's flag. Megan?
What is a palm tree?
Yes, sit. Yes, royal palm.
African-American history, 200.
The National Museum of African-American History and Culture opened in 2016 as part of this museum complex. Jesse?
What is the Smithsonian?
Yes.
African-American history, 400.
These two Atlanta colleges were both founded soon after the Civil War, and spell house marriages between alums are not rare. Jesse.
What are Morehouse and Spelman?
Correct.
African-American history, 600.
In 1960, at a segregated lunch counter in North Carolina, four African-American students staged one of these immobile protests. Megan.
What is a sit-in?
You got it.
African-American history, 800.
Now 115 years old, the Chicago Defender isn't a bear's safety, but one of the oldest of these for African-Americans. Megan.
What is a newspaper?
You got it.
African-American history, 1000.
M is for Methodist in this U.S. church that in 1820 launched a mission into West Africa. Jesse.
What is the AME church?
That's it. African Methodist Episcopal.
Nonfiction for 800.
Richard Preston's The Hot Zone examines the terrifying true story of the origins of this deadly African virus. Megan.
What is Ebola?
Yes.
Nonfiction, 1000.
Answer. Daily double. All right. And you have as much money as your two opponents combined.
I'll wager 2000.
Two it is. Here's the clue. In a 2016 work, Nigel Cawthorn recounts the lifelong feud between these two inventors that electrified the world.
Who are Tesla and Edison?
You got them both. And you now have $4,800.
Nonfiction, 400.
The remarkable story of these vote seekers from 100 years ago in Great Britain is told in Rise Up, Women. Megan.
Who are the suffragettes?
Yes.
A nonfiction, 200.
The Power Broker by Robert Caro is a biography of Robert Moses, an official who guided the growth of this city for four decades. Jesse.
What is New York?
That's it.
First name's the same for 400.
British Prime Minister Eden and Blackish star Anderson. Jesse?
What is Anthony?
Yes.
First name's the same, 600.
Writer Swift and preacher Edwards. Ben?
What is Jonathan?
That is right, and that takes you to 1800. Both you and Jesse are going to try to catch Megan when we come back after this. Megan Elliott is a writer and editor from Redlands, California. who got engaged on an aerial tram at a zoo?
That's true. My husband and I, my now husband, were living in San Diego at the time, and we were members of the San Diego Zoo. It was one of our favorite places to go, and he went there at Christmas time. They have Christmas lights, and rode on the aerial tram, and that's where he popped the question.
Now, did he tell you how long he had been planning this?
No, he didn't. But he was very nervous when we were going to the zoo, and I couldn't figure out why.
It's the animals. He's afraid
yes,
of those
afraid
animals.
Afraid of the bears.
Yes, okay. Ben Scripps, television director from Michigan. Golf is a humbling game, as you have discovered.
I love golf, and I have been working at it for years, and getting better, but it will take another 30 or 40 years.
What's your handicap?
About a 14 right now.
That's not bad.
It's not bad, but it could be better.
So
it could always be better.
Okay, yes, for all of us. Jesse Lehman is our champion. He's from Long Island City in New York, and he is often called upon to give directions in New York and subway stations, things like that. Why?
I guess I just look like somebody who knows how to get to a tourist attraction. I'm not sure, but I am a lifelong New Yorker, so I usually do know how to get them where they're going.
All right, let's get back into this. And Ben, you gave me the last correct response, so please make the next selection for us as
they
we continue.
They didn't survive the film for 200.
Bubbo was going to be a shrimpin' boat captain, but instead he died right there by that river in Vietnam in this film. Jesse.
What is Forrest Gump?
That's the film.
Didn't survive the film 400.
Having learned his lesson, Thor goes for the head of this guy in Endgame and gets it big time. But somehow, that's not his last scene. Megan.
Was Thanos?
Correct.
They didn't survive the film 600.
The love story and eventual passing of Ellie Fredrickson is detailed beautifully in this 2009 animated film. Ben.
What is Up?
Good.
800 film.
In this 1987 film, Sean Connery as lawman Jimmy Malone dies operatically. Elliot Ness avenges him on a rooftop. Ben.
What is The Untouchables?
Yes.
Film for 1,000.
Han gets blown up in this Japan set 2006 installment of The Fast and the Furious. Or does he? Jesse.
What is Tokyo Drift?
You got it.
First name's the same, 800.
First Lady Harding and singer Welch. Megan.
Who is Florence?
Yes.
First name's 1,000.
Philosophers Buber and Heidegger. First name is Martin. Megan.
Words with double letters, 200.
It's a gentle, high-pitched neigh. Ben.
What is a whinny?
Whinny, that's the word.
Double letters, 4.
It's what the astronaut is experiencing here. Ben.
What is weightlessness?
Correct.
600, please.
Marconi shared a Nobel Prize in physics for his contributions to the development of this type of telegraphy. Jesse.
What is wireless?
Right.
Plant on the flag, 800.
The flag of Cyprus features branches of these leaves, a symbol of peace. Megan.
What are olive leaves?
Yes.
Words with double letters, 800.
Here's the current lineup of this group that's been entertaining kids the world over for nearly 30 years. Megan.
Were the Wiggles?
The Wiggles, yes.
Words with double letters, 1,000.
Followers of this modern-day religious movement often practice in groups called covens. Jesse.
What is Wiccan?
Yes.
Plant on the flag, 1,000.
Spain's flag depicts one of these tropical fruits that gave Persephone so much trouble. And that would be the pomegranate. And now the last clue. First name's the same. Artists Clay and Gauguin. Ben.
What is Paul?
You got it. And that takes you to 4,000. But Megan in the lead. Ben goes first, though, when we come back. Three players off to an excellent start. Ben, you get to go first, though, in this Double Jeopardy round. Here are the categories. Let's have a planet. Duh, you speak Russian. Rock band. We'll deal with the Andes Mountains. Playwrights. And finally,
I'm David Faber of CNBC with some corporate scandals that went from the business section to the front pages.
Where would you like to start?
Let's have a planet for 400, please.
The Soviet Venera probes mapped much of it. Ben.
What is Venus?
That's the planet.
800 planet.
It orbits at 36 million miles from the sun. Ben again.
What is Mercury?
Good.
Let's have a planet 12.
Answer. Really double. Just like that, you've moved into second place and you are within range of the lead.
3,000, please.
All right. It has an equatorial radius of 3,963 miles.
What is Mars?
No, you picked the wrong one. Should have stuck with ours. Earth. All right. Go again.
16, planet.
Voyager 2 flew by this giant in 1989, then headed on out into interstellar space. Megan.
What is Neptune?
Yes.
Playwrights 400.
J.M. Barrie followed the play about this boy who wouldn't grow up with a novel about him and Wendy. Ben.
Who is Peter Pan?
Yes.
Russian 400, please.
A Russian monarch or an American policy expert appointed by the government to tackle a particular problem. Jesse.
What is a czar?
Czar, yeah.
Speak Russian 12.
These thin pancakes are similar to crepes and traditionally made with buckwheat flour and served with sour cream. Jesse?
What are blintzes?
No. Ben.
What are blinnies?
Blinny, yes.
Russian 16.
Meaning set of three, it's also a wagon or sleigh pulled by three horses. Ben.
What is a troika?
That's it.
2,000.
This word, borrowed from Russian, refers to the influential, educated social and political classes. And that would be the intelligentsia. Back to you, Ben.
Let's have a planet, 2,000.
Its year is 687 terrestrial days long. Ben.
What is Mars?
That's it.
Russian for 8.
Answer. Bailey Double, I don't know why we skipped it a moment ago.
Oh, my old Russian teacher is going to kill me, but 2,000.
All right. Also called the great sturgeon, this species lends its name to a type of caviar.
Oh, I know this, and I can't think of the answer.
Oh, that's
I don't know.
Too bad, because if you had been able to come up with beluga, you probably would have been able to enjoy some later today. Go again.
Rock band, 4.
1962. Buffalo, New York's archdiocese bans Catholic school students from dancing to this chubby checker hit. Ben.
What is the twist?
Right.
800, please.
1969. New Jersey police seized 30,000 copies of this couple's Two Virgins album, which shows them nude on the cover. Ben.
Who are John Lennon and Yoko Ono?
Yeah.
Rock, 12.
1965. Concerned it might offend stutterers, the BBC initially refuses to play this Who song. Ben.
What is My Generation?
You got it.
Rock, 16.
1977, the BBC bans this Sex Pistols song, which still hits number 2 on the British charts. And that would be God Save the Queen. Ben.
2000, rock.
1968. There's just no place for this Rolling Stones song in many cities in a year of political demonstrations. Jesse.
What is Dancing in the Streets?
No. What is Street Fighting Man? Back to you, Ben.
Corporate scandals for 400.
All right, David.
Companies held legally responsible for the gigantic spill at the Macondo oil prospect in the Gulf of Mexico included Transocean, Halliburton, Anadarko, and this multinational oil company.
Megan.
What is BP?
Yes.
Corporate scandals, 800.
Back to David.
Dennis Muilenburg lost first his job as chairman, then as CEO of Boeing, over the growing scandal from the tragic crashes of this airplane model.
Ben.
What is the 737 MAX?
Yes.
1200, Faber.
TDI Clean Diesel turned out to be an oxymoron in 2015 when the EPA revealed that emissions tests were tampered with by this company and millions of cars were recalled.
Jesse.
What is Volkswagen?
Yep.
Scandal 1600.
Elizabeth Holmes' claim that she could perform dozens of medical tests from a few drops of blood was the lie that created this company that the SEC said took more than $700 million from investors.
Megan.
What is Theranos?
Theranos, right you are.
Corporate Scandals 2000.
Not long before he went to jail for securities fraud of around $11 billion, I interviewed Bernie Ebbers, CEO of this global telecom company that bought MCI.
Jesse?
What is WorldCom?
That is right, and our thanks to David Faber. He does those clues very, very well. Jesse, back to you.
Andes Mountains, 1200.
One awe-inspiring hike in the Andes is on the Inca Trail, traveling from Cusco through the Sacred Valley to this royal retreat. Megan.
What is Machu Picchu?
Yes.
Playwrights, 800.
Frederick August Kittel was the given name of this Fences playwright. Megan.
Who is August Wilson?
Correct.
Playwrights, 12.
100 years after he was born, his Pygmalion was turned into the musical My Fair Lady. Ben?
Who is George Bernard Shaw?
Right.
16 playwrights.
Before his death in 2017, he wrote dozens of plays and was one of the most produced playwrights in America. Megan?
Who is Sam Shepard?
Correct, with less than a minute now.
Playwrights 2000.
This playwright who penned Angels in America also wrote the screenplays for Steven Spielberg's Lincoln and Munich. Megan?
Who is Kushner?
Tony Kushner, right.
Andy is 16.
The Andes are dotted with forests of cinchona trees whose bark produces this drug used in the treatment of malaria. Megan.
What is quinine?
Quinine, correct.
Andes 2000.
22,800 feet high, this Argentine peak is the Andes' highest. And I love saying it, Mount Aconcagua. Megan.
Andes 800.
Over its some 5,000-mile range, the Andes are home to major cities like La Paz, Quito, and this other capital city. Ben.
Oh, I'm drawing a blank.
Oh, darn. Megan or Jesse? What is Bogota? Bogota, now the last clue. At their southern end, the Andes begin in this fiery archipelago at the tip of South America. Ben?
What is Tierra del Fuego?
You got it. You've been up and down, up and down, all three of you, still in it as you deal with this subject for final. America in the 1700s. We're going way, way back for that. We'll reveal the clue in a few minutes. Into the past as we deal with America in the 1700s. And players, you deal with this clue. Every state shall always keep up a well-regulated and disciplined militia, sufficiently armed and accoutred, is in number 6 of these. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Jesse, the two challengers really took it to you today. You wound up. Yeah, they were indeed. Let's take a look, though, and see if you salvage something in final. You wrote down what are the Articles of Confederation, and that is a correct response. And you will do what to your score? You will add 5,200, almost doubling you. You're at 10,600. As we go to Ben, he was up and down, finished with 9,400, came up with a correct response, and risked everything, putting him into a tie with Megan at 18,800. She's not looking happy. Why? Did she not come up with the articles? Oh, Bill of Rights instead. And you lost 2,200. Ben Scripps, congratulations. You start the week off as our new Jeopardy champion. We'll see you soon. So long, everybody. Until next time.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by Waterpik Sonic Fusion, the world's first flossing toothbrush.